to call a meeting of the Legacy Funding Division to order. We do have a quorum present, and so we've got a couple of minutes to do here. Representative Torkelson, if you had time to go through the April 13th minutes, and you care to move them?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move the minutes of April. No, what did you say?
April 13th.
April 13th.
Those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. We also have the April 26th minutes. Representative Murphy.
Mr. Chair, I'm not a good one for that date because I didn't come in until 3 o'clock.
Oh.
And I left at 3:10 for my other committee.
Honestly. Well, all right then.
So,
but Representative Green.
They're true.
Yes.
Would you move the April 26 minutes, please?
Mr. Chair.
We don't have them.
So they're being distributed now? They're being distributed. You know, we'll give you, think 5-10 minutes to read them. Anybody want to move the April 26 minutes?
Mr. Chair, I will move the April 26 minutes.
Thank you, Representative Keel. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That might be a record this year that we've gone 4 tries to get the minutes approved. But today, I will move the bill House file 1061. Then we'll have any discussion from members or the public choose to, and then we will vote on the bill. So I move House file 1061 be passed as amended and we refer to the Committee on Environment. With that, then. Yes.
No comment, but I would like to ask for a roll call, please.
Certainly. comments from the members? Anyone from the public? I heard that the PCA wanted to talk, but if no one does. Apparently we're forcing people. Welcome. Identify yourself, please.
Mr. Chair, members, my name is Myrna Hallback. I'm the Assistant CFO with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and I just have a few brief remarks to do. And I thank you for letting us present with you. I have looked at the bill, and there, I appreciate that the 5% cap on the administrative area was removed. That was one of our biggest areas of concern in order to manage the funds that we are provided, which in our case, the Clean Water Fund would be nearly 42% of our overall water program. There certainly will be those administrative costs and indirect costs associated with the staffing to run those programs and the others. So we appreciate that you were listening with our conversation previously. We are a little concerned exactly on how we will track all of that and manage it to not duplicate systems and create an inefficient. Our fiscal system right now is as efficient as we've had it over the last 15 years, and creating a duplicate system to try to track these has some concern with us about how we will maintain our administrative and our indirect costs at the lowest rate possible and still have an effective system while we're going. We have historically been working with the OLA and the grants office of MMB, and we work very closely with them to make sure that our systems are tracking those dollars and that we're not overcharging anything for any of our funds to do. In the case, additionally, that provides us a little bit of concern is the language that really the agencies become responsible for the decision of whether we're substituting Clean Water Fund, in our case, for other funds that are reduced. We only apply those funds and only spend them as directed by the legislature, so we would not be substituting. This similar is with any appropriation that we get that we're required to do that. So we are a little concerned on exactly what, as we work with you, that we can make sure that we're meeting your expectations in those areas so that you have trust and comfort in us as we move forward in this in the next 23 years to go. And we work, we hope we can continue to work with you, and that as we learn more from the audits that are currently going on and we look at it, that we maybe can adjust this to meet all of our expectations. And that's really what I wanted to say, is that we hope this dialogue continues beyond this year in this budget.
Thank you, Ms. Hallback. And let me say a couple things. I appreciate your comments. And, you know, certainly, the dialogue must remain open, lines of communication on this, because this isn't, it's a work in progress. And we have made some changes from last biennium to try to make things work better. I hope that this will do it. I certainly don't want you to duplicate things. If you are doing things a certain way, you should be able to replicate them, I would hope, in what we've asked you to do, rather than redoing the whole thing. But you know, we'll work together with this, and the OLA Office of Management and Budget, I'm sure that a system that's amicable to all can be found. Hopefully, this is it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anyone else? Just let me say in closing regarding this bill that I do appreciate all the work from all the entities that has gone into this. I think in some ways it's a real microcosm of how things should work with a bill. Not perfect, of course, but we try to involve the public, the committee members, both the sides of the aisle, partisan staff, nonpartisan staff have done a tremendous job working with input from the agencies and the departments. I think that in the end we've put together a pretty good bill. And so with that, I thank you for what you have done. And unless someone has anything else to say, we can proceed to the vote. Roll call has been moved.
Chair Erdahl.
Yes.
Representative Keel.
Yes.
Representative Dill.
Yes.
Representative Cornish.
Yes.
Representative McFarlane.
Yes.
Representative Murphy.
Yes.
Representative Wilgenius.
No.
Representative Winkler.
No.
Representative McNamara.
Yes.
Representative Torkelson.
Yes.
Representative Green.
No.
Representative Pepin. Absent.
That There being eight ayes, three noes, and one absent, the bill passes, and we'll move on to the Environment Committee. Next meeting is May 3rd, and meetings may be a little sporadic, but we will be meeting on May 3rd. Anything else? Well, King, this case is closed.